Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, verse 1, Dr. Bloom was defining some words in chapter 1 of Titus. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Now, the next word to consider is according. According. To the faith. Faith is from a Greek word meaning confidence. Confidence to a point of speaking and staking our life on it, and showing it so by fully acting upon that truth that we say that we believe. That which we say is our faith, what our faith is in, acting on it, living by it, because we totally, 100% believe it, because it is from God. Now let's remember this about God's word. It is not only breathed out by God, it is preserved by God. And his truth stands forever. Now we next see the faith of God's elect. Now, this is a Greek word from the Greek word eklektos, and is defined as chosen, elected. The question is, chosen to do what, or elected to what? Well, he's already saved. He is a servant. And since he's already an apostle, that is one who is sent forth to be an ambassador with the Lord's message, at that apostle. So we ask, what is elected? We are elected to clear and exact knowledge of the truth, to which and by which, as his children, we are called or elected, which is godliness. Now, the ing on acknowledging shows this is going on throughout your life. Godliness is godlikeness, which is holiness. The Christian is to be occupied with a life of holiness. It will always be according to the truth. That is why I stress, check what I preach by the word of God. Be like those in Acts 17:11, that the people of Berea were more noble than those of Thessalonica, in that they searched the scriptures to see if those things were so. My friend, as Christians, that's our personal responsibility. We're to search the scriptures to see if those things are so. Now, we've already considered acknowledging in this last phrase, that is a clear and exact knowledge, epinosis, that affects the way we live and the decisions we make. But see the word godliness. It's a Greek word that is defined as devotion and piety. Now, the word in the Greek is eusebia. Now, I'm not going to use all these Greek words I'm giving you right now. Instead, I just really want to give you definitions of the words, but I used a few Greek words here at the beginning. Bible Greek. This is our Textus Receptus Greek, okay? And I use those Greek words, friend, for purpose, because I want you to know that as we go through this book, and I don't mind if anybody goes behind me and checks it according to the Textus Receptus. Now, they're going to go out and get a critical text and say, that preacher's all wet, then you know they're all wet because they got the wrong text. But I don't mind checking on words when I give definitions of them. If it's the Greek word, because we're coming from the Greek Textus Receptus, then it lines up. So follow that. Follow that. And don't be afraid to see that all these words that we study that are in the Greek are there for a purpose. We give you definitions so that you can see the heart of God, the mind of God in giving these words. Again, this godliness and the definitions are a result of the study of God's word. And there's enough tools today. You can go back and find those words and study them yourself. So he goes on to define this. That is Webster's dictionary, but I saw this in some of the other things that I've looked at, and they seem to agree with this across the board and coming from the Textus Receptus as well for the Greek scholars there. Okay, so it's there. But it goes on to define by saying pure and holy, holy respect towards God and lived out before all men. Wow. Now you're seeing godliness. It's a holy respect towards God, not wanting to offend God in any way by your words or actions, and then living that way before man. That's what a godly man does. And so, this is how to behave in your daily life and show Christ to the world. With our daily life, we can then show behavior as becometh godliness. Now, we read here two passages of great importance. I believe it ties in well with it. As I read these two passages, we see it first in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Very familiar passage. A lot of Christians have heard this. I beseech you, therefore. Now, you know that in these studies that I've done over the years, I've told you the difference between therefore and wherefore. You've got about 2-1, maybe even 3-1. The word therefore appears in the Bible instead of using wherefore. Very similar. But therefore and wherefore are different in this way. Therefore, let's just say that you're starting at point A, and you're working to point D. So you got B and C between D. So you take off point A. He says, therefore, look, keep going, but I want you to do this while you're going. Do this while you're going. Do that while you're going. Missionary gets called to a foreign field. He gets over there, and he knows his job is to win souls and plant churches. But maybe God has him start a college. Maybe God has him do something else. So as he still continues in that goal of missions, of to win them to Christ and to teach them to observe all that he's commanded, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and form a local church, there are other things that helps to build them as Christians, and it helps the ministry to expand so more people are reached for Christ. Okay? Therefore, says, okay, on your way to D, from let A, therefore, he may see it at step B and say, keep on going, but therefore be doing this. Now, the word wherefore, you start at point A, you're at point B, you're about to go on to point C, and he stops you and he says, I want this taken care of right now. While you're here right now at B, I want this completely taken care of, then go on to C and D. Okay? Now, some of you have had some wherefores in your life. God called you to perhaps a ministry, maybe a teaching a Sunday school class, maybe singing in a choir, maybe you're doing something else. He called you to do this ministry, bus ministry, whatever it is. And God says to you, wherefore? What's the wherefore about here? Saying, you need to make some things right with someone. You need to get this right with God. You need to get this right with man. You need to get this right. Maybe you took something that wasn't yours. Now you need to go confess it and get it right and get it on the line. So he says here, therefore, as you're going, all right. He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Now, there's a difference between a dead sacrifice and a living sacrifice. You take the ox in the Old Testament. The ox sometimes was offered upon an altar. That's a dead sacrifice. But sometimes he pulled a plow. That's a living sacrifice because it was all at the will of the husbandman. And so he pulls the plow. That's a living sacrifice. Our lives, in that we're going to allow Christ to be all in all. It's going to be dedicated to him. It's going to serve him. We're going to acknowledge him. We're going to be servants of him. Then it's his will, not our will. And so as we're doing this, as we're pulling the plow for the Lord, remember, present your bodies a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. Alive, but all for the glory and will of God. Holy. Word holy. In the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament has the idea of separation. When you're holy, you're separated from something that's unholy. You're separated from the filth. You're separated from the dirt. You're separated from the allurements of the world. But you're separated not only from, you're separated unto God to walk with him, to walk in holiness and righteousness. As the Bible says, righteousness and true holiness in Ephesians chapter 4. So to be holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know the word service there has a Greek root word, and we're not going to go into this Greek study like that, but the Greek root word is the root of it goes back to, well, worship. When you present your bodies holy and acceptable as you walk in life's walk, then you serve him as holy and acceptable unto God, and it's your reasonable service. You're also, by doing that, living that way, you're always worshiping God in your walk.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my